We bring to these microphones right now David James of David James Reports. You can go to our homepage on our website, prophecytoday.com. On the right-hand column, you'll see the location for David James Reports. Double-click on that icon, you'll be able to go to a portion of our website that deals with much that I've had to say with David James. We started way back when I was interviewing David James about a brand new book out entitled The Harbinger, written by a rabbi, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, there in New Jersey. Well, that ended up in David writing a book about this particular book, The Harbinger, The Harbinger Fact or Fiction. It's available on our website, by the way. But we've continued down through the last couple of years doing this, not every week, but some weeks we would have an issue we want to deal with. And finally I said, hey, David, let's make this a regular part of our Prophecy Today weekend program, because there's so many issues we need to talk about that the body of Christ needs to understand better. David, welcome back. Thank you so very much for joining us and for your work in doing all the research for David James Reports.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure.
Let me talk to you about something that you shared with me the other day. It's a real blessing for you. I'm excited about what the Lord's opening up for you. Another layer to your ministry and your outreach. You're going to start doing some writing for the magazine Israel My Glory, which is published by Friends of Israel. Now, that is probably the best Christian magazine that I've ever seen anywhere in the world. They have over 250,000 subscribers. It's an amazing magazine, a full-color magazine. You, if you're not on that subscription list, you need to go to FOI.org, and they'll give you basically a year free. But you're going to start writing from them, I understand. And also, I understand that your first article is going to be about anti-Semitism in different parts of the world.
Yes, it's a tremendous opportunity. Karen and I were actually classmates at Word of Life with the senior editor, who's now Lorna Sincox. So it's been almost 30 years. But the Lord brings things back together, and now we're back in a ministry relationship. And I'm really excited because a part of dispensationalism and understanding the end times certainly involves having a heart for God's people, the Jews, and the fact that He has a plan yet future for national Israel.
That is absolutely biblical, and in fact, that's exactly what the Ministry of Friends of Israel and their magazine, Israel My Glory, is all about. Well, we're going to today focus on anti-Semitism. Now, we've reported here on this broadcast before about anti-Semitic events happening down the line. There may be people listening, eavesdropping on our conversation, that don't quite understand that terminology, anti-Semitism, and how it's actually connected to the Jewish people. Take a moment and explain that connection, and where does the libel come from, anti-Semitism, anyway?
Yeah, it's kind of a convoluted path of how we ended up with that terminology. As you remember, Noah, at the time of the flood, he had three sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham. His son Shem had, as they all did, they had descendants, and they spread out over the earth. And one segment of the earth's population are descendants of Shem. And later through biblical history, one of those descendants turned out to be Abram, from whom God would raise up the Jewish nation through his sons Isaac and Jacob, and the 12 sons that Jacob would have, Jacob later being named Israel. So over time, as Israel was beginning to be identified simply by Jews, which comes from one of Jacob's sons, Judah, that was applied, Semites, as being descendants of Shem, ultimately, just in a technical way, became identified specifically with them, even though there are many other Semitic people. So when you hear anti-Semite or anti-Semitic, it's really a slur or someone taking a position against the entire Jewish people.
You know, many people, David, I'm sure, have heard of and are fairly familiar with the Holocaust of World War II, when Hitler killed at least 6 million Jews. But I know that you lived in Hungary for 16 years working with Word of Life there. And I would imagine that you have a unique perspective concerning what happened in that country as you lived for those many years and studied its history. I've heard that the Hungarian Jews almost survived Hitler's sweeps of taking Jews to the death camps. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely true. As we were nearing the end of the war in 1944, as things were beginning to wind down, particularly in the West, the Soviet Army was moving in from the east, and so as the Nazi army was retreating, they began rounding up all of the Jews in Hungary, moving from east to west ahead of the Soviet army, and began shipping them off to Auschwitz. And the entire deportation in Hungary happened in a period of roughly, I think it's about 6 weeks in 1944. And in fact, all of the Hungarian Jews were shipped off to Auschwitz-Birkenau, which is outside Krakow, Poland. And the trains with the boxcars with the Hungarian Jews and gypsies and other undesirables were being shipped off. The volume that was moving up there was so much that they actually built a separate rail spur just to handle the trains coming in from Hungary, as they just deported them as fast as they possibly could in those waning days.
David, I want to talk about anti-Semitism, not only in what we would refer to as Europe, and you're giving some examples there from Hungary, but indeed it's spreading out to other parts of the world, but it's spreading into the church. Now, I'm going to get to the anti-Semitism in the church in a moment, but talk to me a bit more. It's a worldwide problem, is it not? I mean, South America, there's a rise in anti-Semitism. In the United States of America, a rise in anti-Semitism. It's all over the world. It's not just focused on those former states that were under the control of Hitler.
Well, that's absolutely true. And as you look back through history, you know, I'm teaching this course, God's Plan Through the Ages. This is a recurring theme throughout history, that Satan's plan is to wipe out the Jewish people, whether you're talking about from the bondage in Egypt through the attacks of the Canaanites from the Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Romans, the Greeks, the Nazis. This is a recurring theme, that Satan is trying to wipe out the Jewish people. And so it is a supernatural phenomenon that is seen worldwide. Wherever the Jews are dispersed, and we know according to God's word that is part of his judgment for their unfaithfulness, they will be dispersed, and they are literally hounded to the ends of the earth by Satan as he seeks to destroy them wherever they are.
You know, with that thought in mind now, then let's go to what I've just suggested, the rise of anti-Semitism in the church. This is a form of anti-Semitism finding a dramatic resurgence in the very last place that you and I or anybody should expect to find it, in the churches, and even among some growing number of churches that have been historically evangelical and supportive of the nation of Israel. This is very concerning, is it not?
It definitely is. You know, we look back through history and back into the 1500s at the birth of the Reformation, and certainly there were important doctrinal things that came out of the Reformation. For example, salvation by faith, the priesthood of the believer, the authority of the Bible. But not every reformer was right in every area of theology, and one of the general perspectives in the at that period of time was that the Jews were the ones who put Christ to death, and so they were held liable for his death, and therefore responsible, and as such became despised. So even men like Martin Luther were virulently anti-Semitic. And so this actually picked up and was a theme even as reformers as they moved forward. And then combined with that, people were not taking the Word of God literally in the Old Testament and trying to spiritualize some of the promises made to Israel, with the thinking that, well, Israel has forfeited these promises because they're the ones who killed Christ. Well, now those promises can be applied to the church, And that being the case, we see the church is replacing Israel and God's program, and so the Jew and the Jewish nation are really set aside and have no place in God's program, have no special position, and therefore we should not even consider, for example, today, that political, geopolitical Israel, she has no right to that land because those promises no longer apply. And so this has tremendous impact within the church, and even how the church views, for example, the Christian, the Jewish Palestinian conflict, and the role of the Jews in the Middle East and the peace process. Tremendous implications.
Talk to me just briefly, because our time is almost up. Replacement theology, which is what you were describing just a moment ago, the church replacing God's promises to the Jewish people, is becoming very, very prevalent in the churches today. And they may not say actively that they're replacement theologians, but when they don't teach Bible prophecy, they don't teach God's plan for the Jewish people, in essence, practically, that's what they are.
Right. Any church or denomination or Bible teacher who would deny that there is going to be a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ, during which time God is going to fulfill his promises to the nation of Israel and give them that piece of land that he promised to them, and that's majority of Christendom don't believe that's going to happen, then whoever doesn't believe that, they don't believe that God's promises to Israel stand. And so they are replacing Israel with the church, which is in and of itself an anti-Semitic view.
You know, I think that we're going to have to continue this discussion and get more in-depth in these last thoughts that we brought to the attention of our listeners. We'll do that in the future as well. And we'll have other issues that we'll look at with David James of David James Reports. This is key, I think, for the body of Christ to understand issues that are happening in our world that we need to know more about and understand the prophetic and the biblical aspects of these issues. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Always a pleasure.